Lead in drinking water is particularly damaging to children's brains. That's why parents raised concerns in 2016 when local scientists found elevated levels of lead in samples of school drinking water. The Environmental Protection Agency sets its action level for lead at 15 parts per billion, which the district has used as its guideline until now. Carl Green, Environmental Health and Safety Coordinator for LCS, says the district is proposing changing its action level to 10 parts per billion. School board member Roseanne Wood was part of a February meeting between district staff and the local scientists who performed the initial tests.
I thought we sort of really came together in a way, instead of being in any adversarial way, to really all work for the same purpose of having the squeaky clean water in our schools.
Carl Green adds the district has installed 3-stage water filtration systems in school kitchens, conducts bi-weekly flushing of pipes, and is purchasing point-of-use filters for water fountains. Dr. Don Axelrod, a Florida A&M professor who conducted some of the initial tests, commends the district's efforts, but says an action level should be even lower than 10 parts per billion.
15 parts per billion was never meant to protect public health. And 10 parts per billion is arbitrary as regards public health as well. And we can do better. And I think Leon County Schools, if we were to discuss it, would come to the same conclusion.
The district's last batch of tests looked at 86 fixtures, only one of which was higher than 10 at 11 parts per billion. In the spring, Green says the district will focus on pre-kindergarten through second grade classrooms. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.